Life's most devastating blows are the ones we never see coming, like a sucker punch that leaves you dazed. Unexpected hits can inflict damage no ice pack can heal. We all carry wounds from these hits, some self-inflicted, others delivered by people we trusted, and some from circumstances beyond our control. Yet here's the profound truth at the heart of damaged but not destroyed. Your value remains intact despite your damage. Think about a beautifully wrapped gift that gets vandalized, doodled on, beaten, carved into, bleached, and burned. While the wrapping is destroyed, the precious gift inside remains untouched. This is the perfect metaphor for our lives. Our minds and bodies, the wrapping, may suffer damage, but our spirits, the gift, retain their God-given value. Nothing can lower the worth of what God has placed within you, no matter how beaten your exterior becomes. Damage isn't just about what hits us, it's about what sticks. Like darts on a dartboard, certain painful experiences lodge themselves in our hearts and minds. These darts typically come in four forms: words spoken over us, actions done to us, exposure to harmful content, and toxic environments beyond our control. These darts hit various domains of our lives, areas where damage occurs, including disappointment, wrong choices, abuse, neglect, and rejection. Your unique damage equation looks like this: dart plus domain equals damage. For example, words of stupidity plus abuse equals insecurity. Or a father leaving plus rejection equals fear of abandonment. My own damage equation revealed premature sexual contact plus abuse resulting in perversion and shame. These wounds drove further damaging behaviors that would take years to overcome. Identifying your damage equation requires brutal honesty, because God won't heal what you refuse to reveal. What's behind the wheel of your life? When damage drives us, we're headed for trouble. My engine was rejection, pushing me to pursue greatness at all costs. As a talented young drummer, I was never allowed to play in big church, despite my abilities. This rejection created my damage equation. Never let me play, plus rejection, equals obsession with greatness. This obsession led me to make unhealthy choices, like staying up all night before my wedding to hang crystals we couldn't afford, missing our first dance, and neglecting to eat at our own reception. God installed a dashboard in each of us with warning lights to monitor our valuable vehicle, but these indicators only help if we pay attention. Our damage becomes most evident in relationships. Hurt people who don't know they're hurt hurt people. Health isn't perfection, but the growing ability to level out with the Holy Spirit's help. What you don't transform will be transferred. Many of us have wounds inflicted by family members who were wounded by their families in endless cycles of dysfunction. My pornography addiction began with accidental exposure on a hotel TV during a ministry trip with my parents, leading to a decade-long struggle with secrecy and shame. When I finally opened up to my father, he shared his own story of sexual temptation in college, revealing how unhealed wounds pass through generations. Dad's experience with a pocket full of quarters for peep shows revealed the same cycle of perversion I was trying to break. When I shared my struggle, my father apologized, saying he should have dealt with his issues more intentionally so his five sons wouldn't have to face the same battles. Your healing isn't just for you, it's to prevent passing wounds to those you love most. We can be pivot points for our entire family lines, leaving an inheritance of emotional, spiritual, and relational health to our children's children. Have you ever been stuck somewhere, unsure how you even got there? That's where we find Mephibosheth, stuck in Lodabar, a place of desolation and barrenness. From palace to no place of his own, from royalty to no identity, from well to lame, from prominence to shame. He was damaged at 5, and decades later, he's still stuck. I wonder when he stopped believing in healing, stopped asking for help, decided to just live with the hurt. For anything to change, you need hope. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Have you stopped hoping for financial recovery, family restoration, freedom from addiction? Hope again. Hope has a name, Jesus. When you put your hope in Him, Lodabar isn't your destination, just a detour on the road to destiny. The profound truth is this: you are on the King's mind. God in all His godness has you in all your you-ness on His mind. Whether you're feeling paralyzed, broke, trapped by physical ailments, or blocked by mental illness, you are uppermost in the King of the universe's thoughts. Real healing begins with five crucial steps. First, remember the hit. Not merely recalling what happened, but allowing ourselves to sit with the truth and be present with whatever put a hole in our hearts. We must learn to hush, hear from God, understand progressively, share intimately, and get to the heart of the matter. Second, recognize the hurt. Say, ouch! I learned early not to show weakness, but unexpressed emotions fester into disease. Sadness becomes depression. Fear becomes anxiety. Frustration becomes rage. Third, realize the hindrance. Our damage can be like toilet paper stuck to someone's shoe, obvious to everyone except ourselves. Fourth, reset to humility. Sometimes losing your dignity is worth getting to your destination. Finally, receive God's healing. While complete deliverance can happen instantly, healing is often gradual and subtle, happening over time, under the radar, in the dark, behind your back when you're not looking. I compare our spiritual value to designer sneakers, like Balenciaga's intentionally damaged Paris sneaker. What gives these distressed shoes value is the designer's name. Similarly, when we give our lives to Christ, we receive His name, the name above every name that makes demons tremble and provides healing to a broken world. Our value comes from belonging to Him. No matter what you've been through, because of who designed you, the value is still in you. While God doesn't cause damage, He uses it. My childhood rejection wasn't caused by God, but through healing, my obsession with greatness was transformed into obedience and gratefulness. I compare our damage to Venetian mirrors, whose authenticity is proven by their imperfections. The damage is evidence of value. Our damage, when healed, reflects our designer, showing the world who made us. In the Master's hands, your bruises and breaks can become blessings. The value is still in you. God will use your damage to accomplish your destiny.